Hello, and welcome to Fitness Business Copywriting, the podcast for fitness professionals that want to use writing to market their businesses better so they can get more of the clients that they want. My name is Mitch Rothbart. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for about 12 years, and I've grown my gym consistently using copywriting as my main marketing channel. In each of these episodes, I'll quickly cover an aspect of copywriting you can easily use to help your marketing right away. And at the end of the episode and in the show notes, I'll let you know how you can reach me with any questions. In today's episode, you'll learn about an elusive but relevant topic, subject lines and from lines. Subject lines and from lines are the most important things your reader takes into account when deciding whether or not to open your email. You can write the greatest email ever written, but if your reader doesn't open it, it doesn't matter one tiny little crumb. So just to be 100% clear about what we're talking about, a subject line is what your reader sees in their email client or browser that tells them what the email is about. And the from line is the line that tells them who it's from. So there's a little debate as to which is more important when it comes to getting your reader to open the email, but there's no debate as to the importance of both of them in general. The from line is generally a little simpler to talk about. People usually want to get an email from a person, so having a person's name as the from line is generally a good idea in our case. As your reader gets to know you better, and if your emails are giving your reader good value, they may not even need to see anything else. They see it's an email from you, so they're just going to open it, like they would a friend's email. And that brings us back to this. As a gym owner, you should always remember that you need to be using your emails to build relationships, and that's usually done person to person, so just keep that in mind. You're going to want to come across as someone they know. Of course, you can send it from your gym and see how that goes as well. If you're an owner who doesn't necessarily want to be seen as the front of your business, that might work. That approach would mean you're building a brand that isn't necessarily based on a person. It's more of a brand. It's a bigger entity. And that's a conscious choice, and it may work as long as that approach is consistent through all of your marketing. You can always try both and see how it goes, but usually a from line from a person is a good idea. So for your subject line, there's a few rules to follow. The most important one is avoid using clickbaity subject lines that don't represent you or what your email is really about. People may fall for the sex, now that I've got your attention, please open my email kind of subject line once, but that's only going to serve to annoy them and make you seem like a snake oil salesman. The fitness industry already has way too many of those, and it's pretty likely that your reader has come across one or maybe 100 of them already, especially if they've ever watched daytime TV. And that means they're already skeptical of what you have to say. So don't give them any reason to confirm that suspicion. So what that means is that whatever you promise in your subject line, you have to deliver in your email, at least to some extent. AWAI, which is the American Writers and Artists Institute, talks about using the four U's in a subject line: unique, useful, urgent, and ultra-specific. Not every good subject line has all four, but you should at least have two or hopefully three. It's something to keep in mind. Again, it's not necessarily a hard and fast rule. But remember, your writer is likely seeing 10, 20, 50 emails, or maybe even more every day, and they're not going to open all of them. You have to give them a reason to open yours. That comes from the subject line a lot of the time. Here's a few types of subject lines you can use. How-to subject lines. So a lot of writers have said any subject line with how-to at the beginning of it is a good one. And that's because it tells the reader what the email is about. It's specific, it's to the point. An example might be how to squat. A better one may be something like how to fit exercise into a busy mom's week. As for the four U's, that's useful, it's ultra specific. It's not necessarily unique, but you can probably spice that up a bit. It may not be specifically particularly urgent, but that's all right in this case. You get the point. I'll call another one the five ways subject lines. And that's something like there are five ways you can work your core, six ways you can get more out of your workouts. Again, these are very specific, these are very useful. Someone who opens that email is going to know what they want and know what they're looking for. I like to use a story subject line sometimes, something like, Mary had no energy and then this happened. Everyone likes a good story, something relatable. You want them to think, wow, I don't have any energy either. I wonder how Mary worked this out. Now, getting back to the clickbaity garbage I talked about earlier, you need to actually answer the question you brought up, or your reader isn't going to open any more of your emails. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go into every single detail about how Mary fixed your problem. You just have to give them a general idea. And we call this kind of an email an open loop, where you're opening the loop by saying, and then this happened. And in the email, you're going to close the loop. Another kind is a deal subject line. This would be something like, join my gym today for a dollar. This one's urgent, unique, ultra-specific, and useful. It hits all four U's. The problem with this one is that it may wind up in the dreaded promotions or spam folder. That does happen from time to time. The other thing to consider about that is you're not likely to get as many people to open it. In this case, though, that's okay, because when you're this obvious in your subject line, it should mean that the people who do open it are more likely to take advantage of the offer. Now, of course, there are as many kinds of subject lines as you can imagine. Sometimes you'll be able to come up with 4 to 5 good ones for an email, and you'll just have to guess which one will work best. If you have a good-sized list, most email services like MailChimp will allow you to A/B test 2 different subject lines to determine which one may have the better open rate. They'll send the email to a small sample of your email list using either A or B, find out the one with the better open rate among that group of your email list, and then send the rest of your email list that one. That can be useful to see what works and what your readers are looking for. You may find that for your list, the from line is the most important thing, and the subject line doesn't even really matter all that much. Also, there's a million articles out there about subject lines to give you some more ideas, so just do a Google search, see if that stirs up your creativity. Lastly, let's talk about length for a second. Generally speaking, you want your subject line to be relatively short. There's a limited number of characters that your reader is going to be able to see at one time in their email browser, their client, or on their phone, so take that into account. Now, that doesn't mean you can't mess with that from time to time and see how it does. Like all of this stuff, so much of this is just seeing what works for you and your ideal clients. There's not necessarily hard and fast rules all the time. So, you know, try some things out, look at your open rates, look at your click-through rates and all those kinds of metrics and see how it goes. Well, that's all I have for today. If you have any questions about anything we talked about or anything else, just let me know by emailing me at mitch@mitchrothbart.com. You can also go to my website to download an ideal client tool with questions to help you figure out exactly who that is, as well as a time-tested sales page and email formula you can use to focus your message and get your prospects to call you, join your list, buy your product, or whatever else you want them to do. And if you need help with automations, a welcome sequence, emails, blogs, web pages, subject lines, or anything else related to copywriting, just drop me a line. I can help. And lastly, if you like what you heard today, please leave a review. It helps get the word out. And if you have any questions about what we covered here or have any suggestions on what to cover in the future, please email me and let me know. Have a great day.